This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today, the House passed a bill that would essentially ban TikTok. Can you imagine if TikTok was banned? I mean, just picture lying down in bed and then actually going to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine such a terrible thing. I do these. Keep in mind that social media isn't, right? Friendly fire isn't, common courtesy isn't, and social media isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Maybe move to Haiti. Join one of the 200 gangs in Haiti. 11 and a half million people, 200 gangs. Texting with my friend in Florida, in Cocoa Beach, Cocoa Beach, Florida, the Space Coast. Tom, we went to high school together and everything. And he said, oh, look, that Florida is overrun with Haitian gangs already. Zoe Pound, criminal street gang based in Miami. Founded in Haiti by Haitian immigrants in the 1990s. They're famous for chopping people up with machetes. The Democrat Party wants us to be a third world hellhole because they've always resented the fact that we've had a sane, rational, law and order society, a functional, successful, prosperous country. They think it's racist, so they go around shooting people. And then they invite in gangs from places like Haiti, which is obviously a beep hole country, and on and on. Now, if you look up this gang, Zoe Pound, the Haitian gang in Florida, based in Miami, it says that the membership in this Haitian gang based in Miami is 225,000 gang members. The Democrat Party is doing this to our country very much on purpose. They're involved in drug trafficking and robbery and murder and prostitution and racketeering. And sure, yeah, the top six syndicate familia, pretty amazing stuff. That's your Democrat Party wants more of this in the United States because they're angry, demented, twisted, suffering from gender dysphoria, screwed up in the head, and they want to wreck. You give demented people power and they wreck places. That's what they do. Here we call them Democrats. And so in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis dispatching the National Guard and state police to try to protect their border from the coming wave of Haitians fleeing the beephole country. And the Democrats are laughing at Florida and saying, good, we'll stick it to Ron DeSantis. And there will be, you know, more forced prostitution and hacking people to death and 225,000 gang members with just one Haitian gang in Florida, your Democrat Party. This is what Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the Democrat Party are doing. And of course, all eligible people at Chicago's migrant, Chicago, not a border state, Illinois, not a border city, Chicago, all eligible people in Chicago migrant shelter have been vaccinated for measles. In an unprecedented operation. Sure. Why would that be an issue? Completely berserk, your Democrat Party. Measles cases confirmed in Chicago. 10 measles cases so far, including a couple of school kids in the Chicago public schools. And in Boston, chickenpox breaking out at the illegal alien, what they call migrant shelters there in Roxbury, Mass. So we got chicken pox, we got measles, we got gangs We've got machete killings. We've got, you know, the Democrat Party. This is what they're doing to America. And they do it with a smile on their face. And the news media smiles with them. And then they get in the hot tub and lose their swimsuit because the Democrat Party and the news media is like a porn movie. But never mind that. Crazy, crazy stuff. And then there's this other story, too, the Washington Examiner, not the Washington Post, because the Washington Post doesn't cover the news. Illegal, and we know the stories of so many people, including Lake and Riley in Georgia. A 14-year-old girl in Virginia grabbed at knife point by an illegal alien and raped. Changes her life forever because the Democrats are making things better because they're generous and you're not. Illegal immigrant accused of being behind the head-on collision that killed 12-year-old boy. He was actually 11 years old, but he was going to turn 12 the next day before he was killed by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela has been accused of being responsible for a head-on collision that killed a 12-year-old Missouri boy. Edrina Bracco, 33 years old. Illegal alien from Venezuela, where they emptied the prisons, and never mind that, they emptied the prisons in Haiti now, and now the flotilla is headed our way, and Joe Biden is apparently ordering the Coast Guard to escort them to the American shores. Edrina Bracco allegedly sped through a 40-mile-an-hour lane at 70 miles an hour in the wrong lane, causing her to collide head-on with a vehicle that contained Travis Wolf, 12. Wolf was taken off of life support last week. The accident happened in December, and his parents made the agonizing decision to take their... Now, he's 12 now. He was 11 when the crash happened. He was going to turn 12 the next day. He's been on life support, and they pulled the plug on the now 12-year-old boy last week, while his parents were hospitalized with significant injuries as well. Now, Sergeant Scott Schnunbrush, I think is his name, of the Hazelwood Police Department in Missouri, said 1,700 feet is quite a big distance to travel at over 70 miles an hour on a 40-mile-an-hour posted road. That's a long way to travel in the wrong direction and not realize it. So the illegal alien driving 70 miles an hour, wrong lane, head-on with a family, nearly kills the parents, kills the then 11-year-old, died, had the life support plug pulled at the age of 12. Just amazing stuff. And the young boy's sister was amazingly on television this morning talking about the family is going through.
It makes me really angry, if I'm being honest. She wasn't supposed to be here. And if she would have just came here legally, they would have had the documents on her. They would have been able to get insurance for her, you know. She would have been able to get insurance herself. No one needed to do it for her. But now my family is stuck with the loss of a child because she didn't know how to drive. And I mean, I don't think there's really much to say there. She shouldn't have been here. He was a very sweet soul. I mean, he was a little kid, to be sure, you know. He was an 11-year-old boy, and, you know, they're all crazy. But he always tried to light up the room, making people laugh, and he was just goofy. You can see in his pictures how silly he was by his face.
They're all crazy. That's Taylor Wolf, teenage girl, her younger brother, Travis Wolf, killed by an illegal alien, no driver's license. And you can't get the news media to find out whether, well, where'd she get the car? How's she driving the car? She's going 70 miles an hour in a 40 and killing another. So another family, another killing, another child killed. Lake and Riley, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, could care less about. But, you know, if you're a woman with a drug dealer boyfriend who's hanging out with a gun-toting loon like Breonna Taylor, then you're a hero of the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party couldn't give a flying hoot about Travis Wolf, who was crushed at age 11 and died at age 12. Couldn't care less about Lake and Riley. But they care very deeply and very profoundly about Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. They'll burn the country to the ground over George Floyd. This is a mental illness more than it's a political party. And since I mentioned Breonna Taylor, let me get to this story too, because the Washington Post today, an extremely corrupt publication staffed by extremely corrupt people, including David Nakamura, who is a Democrat Party fluffer. The headline is, former police officer faces third trial in Breonna Taylor killing. Now, Breonna Taylor was in Louisville, Kentucky, and her ex-boyfriend was a well-known drug dealer, well-known to the police and to the community, as they say. And the police were investigating the drug dealer, boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, and Breonna Taylor was making a lot of stops there. The police got a warrant, a legal warrant, to raid Breonna Taylor's home, and they executed that raid. And when they executed that raid, Breonna Taylor's new boyfriend shot a police officer when they came into the house, no-knock warrant, came in at night because they were making an arrest. And Breonna Taylor's new boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, shot a police officer as soon as they came through the door. The police returned fire, and Breonna Taylor was tragically, perhaps killed by the police. And the Democrats have seized on this. That's the say her name person, right? Now, the drug dealer boyfriend, the gun-toting, shoot-a-cop new boyfriend, and she's the hero of the story, right? But Lake and Riley, they could care less about. The more involved you are with crime, and if you shoot a police officer, the more likely it is the Democrat Party is going to be in your corner. 2 years after Louisville police fatally shot Breonna Taylor, the Washington Post types, her mother made a surprise visit to the Justice Department headquarters in Washington to implore federal authorities to hold one or more officers criminally liable for the killing. Well, here's the drug dealer, and then the, you know, her new boyfriend shot a police officer. So I went through this, and they're coming back at a police officer, Brett Hankison. He's actually now a former police officer, as most of the officers involved in this are. And she came with a petition signed by 18,000 Democrats who would lynch a police officer because the Democrat Party is the party of lynching. Now, Hankinson, the police officer that they're coming back after, fired 10 shots during the raid, none of which struck anyone. He was acquitted in a state court in March of 2022 on charges of wanton endangerment of three neighbors whose apartment was pierced by gunshots. 5 months later, so he was acquitted, right, by in state court. 5 months later, the Justice Department under Joe Biden charged him again with violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor, her boyfriend Kenneth Walker, who shot a police officer, which caused the police to fire back, violated his civil rights after he shot a police officer. Isn't that amazing? Kenneth Walker. And three neighbors in the apartment next door. The federal jury deadlocked last November. So that's two trials. Now the Biden Justice Department is coming back at the former police officer who didn't shoot anybody a third time to try to put him in prison because they are the KKK. They are the Democrat Party. They are a lynch mob. So a state court exonerated him. A federal jury was deadlocked. So he's free to go. No, here comes the Justice Department again. And in paragraph number 19, I counted, of the Washington Post story, on the night Taylor was killed, Hankinson, the police officer, was among seven officers serving a warrant in the drug investigation, awakened as police forced entry into the apartment. Walker, the boyfriend, fired a warning shot from a legally owned handgun and struck Officer John Mattingly in the thigh. Now, this is so insane that it's almost impossible to believe that David Nakamura, apparently a communist wannabe cop killer at the Washington Post, you don't fire a warning shot when you shoot somebody in the leg. That's not a warning shot. That's when the boyfriend shot a police officer. But the Washington Post, as corrupt as they are, says that the boyfriend who shot a cop fired a warning shot. from a legally owned handgun. I've never heard him describe a gun as a legally owned handgun before. That struck a police officer. But the Washington Post is on the side of the boyfriend that shot the cop when they came through the door, and they call it a warning shot. Imagine a police officer saying that he shot Breonna Taylor with a warning shot. Our newspapers are communists. They're just, I mean, honestly, man, I'm telling you, there's more on this story, too. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology, which helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and much more. In the air in your home, your office, thousands of five-star reviews online. It works like a champ. I've got two at home myself. Any smell will vanish in a few seconds with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and a whole lot more. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules, which seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture, because nothing can hide from the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Best of all, no filters to buy and replace on a schedule and spend money on. Come on, saves you cash, saves you hassles. Start enjoying clean air in your home again and get several Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Right now, you can save $200 on the Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your teenager's room, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, and the discount code is CHRIS3. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Yeah, the Washington Post. Yeah, the boyfriend in the drug raid fired a warning shot that hit a police officer. And the Washington Post is so corrupt and so dishonest, and David Nakamura so corrupt, that he calls a guy in a drug raid shooting a police officer a warning shot from a legally owned handgun. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
A law enforcement friend just texted me. We used to be allowed to fire warning shots, but we were advised that if your warning shot hits someone, it's no longer a warning shot, and you will be held accountable for that round. You fire a round, it hits somebody, and then you tell the boss, oh, it was a warning shot. A warning shot, it hit the guy. And here's Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, shoots police officer, and the Washington Post is so filthy, so corrupt. David Nakamura is so dishonest that he says that the boyfriend fired a warning shot from a legally owned handgun. Did he have a concealed carry permit to have it at his girlfriend's house? Is he okay? And then the police officer, they say he fired 10 shots, which went through a wall and hit furniture and a picture frame. And apparently the picture frame civil rights were violated. Not the police officer that was shot. The Democrat Party and the media.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Joe Biden is going to Chicago to meet with jihadis today. Because a lot of Democrats have joined the genocidal anti-Semite jihad. We've got them committing suicide attacks, Democrats all over the country, self-immolating here and there. Last one was over the Jews, because they hate the Jews so much, went to the Israeli embassy and self-immolated. It was 2 years ago now on Earth Day that a Democrat self-immolated at the Supreme Court because he was upset about people putting smoke into the air. So he set himself on fire. No sense of irony, these people. Am I right? No sense of irony. I've got an update on RFK Jr. for you today, too. He's picking as vice president. I think Michael Piercy's on the short list for his vice presidential picks. It's pretty remarkable stuff. And I do have an update because the Democrats wore that lynching pin at the Oscars the other night about murdering Jews, and they're very proud of themselves. They have very small brains. They're not smart people. Amazing stuff. But we got that going for us. In the meantime, let's haven't taken a phone call in a while. We should take a phone call, Mr. Michael. Let's go to Patrick, calling from North Haven, Connecticut. Sounds very nice. Sounds like a haven in the north. Patrick, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris Plant.
Good morning.
I just wanted to share with you, you were talking about the Haitians and stuff. My interaction with Haitians, I was in the United States Coast Guard, joined in 1987 under Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Excellent.
And I was stationed on a high-endurance cutter out of Boston. So we used to sail down the Caribbean. One patrol was maybe late 80s, early 90s. We picked up 110 Haitians on a 60-foot sailboat. And we had to bring them back to Haiti, because back then you brought them back to Haiti. So while bringing back to Haiti, we had 110 Haitians. When we got back to Haiti, we only had 108. And we couldn't figure out where we lost two Haitians. Counting, recounting, counting. Finally, someone realized there were two newborns that they had, the women that had, while they were sailing. If they had them in U.S. waters, they become U.S. citizens. They threw the babies over the side when they realized they were going back to Haiti.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah. It just shows you, when you talk about societal norms and people coming into the country, they don't have our values as Americans. And Haitians, they clearly, maybe don't respect life the way we do. So it was pretty rough. It was pretty shocking, young kid. And then we had one more incident when we were bringing them back. We had them on our flight deck. And one of our mess cooks, one of our new cooks, we were feeding the Haitians red beans and rice, and one of the mess cooks, we had leftover barbecue ribs for the crew.
Uh-oh.
He brought 12 ribs up to give to some of the children, the Haitian children. And when he gave them to the children, the adult males saw them with the ribs and were attacking him to get the ribs from him, punching him full force like the back of the head, trying to get the ribs from him.
Perfectly normal. Well, this is Democrat Party behavior, so this dovetails perfectly. Since New York City is now the Port-au-Prince of the United States of America, according to Mayor Eric Adams. And I tell you, the Democrats have thrown 64 million babies overboard, and they call it women's health.
Reproductive health.
Yeah. Freedom. It's reproductive freedom and women's health. Yeah. That's what they call. Say, what are we at? 64, 65 million abortions since Roe v. Wade. And 400 out of every 1,000 African-American pregnancies terminated in abortion. They don't care about children unless they want to turn your boy into a girl, your girl into a boy, have transgender strippers, hookers twerking in your first grader's face at school. The Democrat Party is kind of closer to Haiti than I think to your values and my values, Patrick.
Yeah, 100%. I have one more question, too, Chris, and maybe you know. Mm-hmm. When the media and the Democrats, they talk about our broken immigration system.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone ask them what's broken about it? Because my wife came from the Philippines, my best girl, came from the Philippines in 2019. Mm-hmm. It took about 6 months when we filed for the visa. I had to prove that I could provide for her, that she wouldn't be a burden on the American taxpayers, that she had to go to a physical and make sure she didn't have any diseases, and that background checks, make sure she wasn't a terrorist or anything like that. So to me, I think that's a pretty good immigration system. So what's broken about it?
What's broken about it is the Democrat Party, quite honestly. And, Joe Biden has been in government since before 90% of the country was born. And you'd think that he might bear some responsibility for the laws as they are today, but they're such snakes, and our news media is so filthy, so corrupt, that they, you know, they're supposed to hold feet to the fire, Republicans and Democrats. But, you know, they torture Republicans and they have sex with Democrats. That's our news media. They marry them. They cheat on their wives with them. They, you know, the whole thing. But really, we are so broken in so many ways culturally right now, Patrick. You said that what happened to the, you had 110 Haitians, then suddenly had 108 Haitians. And gosh, what happened? Oh, there were two babies and they used them as chum. They threw them overboard. Yeah. Because they don't value human life. And I see the Democrat Party is pretty much in that same sailboat.
They're going to fit in perfectly.
Honestly. Yeah. Let's just put them in. Let's move them all to Martha's Vineyard. Let's move all the cannibals to Martha's Vineyard. And, you know, Barack Obama's got a $14 million house there. Maybe they could use some help since they, you know, they see all these illegal aliens as cheap labor. And they say it out loud. Who's going to clean your dishes in the back of the restaurant? And they yell at you angrily. Like, this is, you know, how did our culture ever get by and become the most prosperous culture in the history of humankind without having cannibal Haitians cleaning dishes in the back of the restaurant? You know, the Democrat Party is demented, man. Just completely nuts.
Yeah, I'm just worried it's only going to get worse.
Well, you know, if they have their way, and they're having their way right now, it's definitely, it's getting worse. We're watching it getting worse right before our very eyes. And the news media, you know, tells us that when a boyfriend in a drug raid shoots a police officer, the Washington Post tells us he fired a warning shot. And here's a police officer on trial for the third time, because they failed the first two times around, and he didn't shoot anybody, but he violated the civil rights of a chair. By shooting through, you know, while he's being shot at, while the police are being shot, a police officer is shot. The police return fire, and the police are the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm a police officer now. You just can't find recruits. Why would you want to take a job if you make a mistake that you're going to be put into prison? You know, or, you know, minor mistakes, or you know, you're making a life or death decision in a matter of seconds.
Right.
You could go to prison for the rest of your life or lose everything you worked for.
Well, the Democrat, I tell you, I was telling Michael about this a little early. I was crossing Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. last night going to meet a friend for a beer. And I was crossing the street. There was a D.C. Metropolitan Police officer crossing the street coming toward me. And the block was kind of empty. And he glanced over. We made eye contact. And I said, hey. And he said, hey. And we're across the street. I said, hey, thanks for being the police. I said, thanks for being the police. And he sort of chuckled and said, yeah, thanks. Because in D.C., you don't get a lot of thanks for being the police. I don't know about North Haven, Connecticut. Maybe people are more polite there, but maybe not.
It's Connecticut's good. I mean, we're under the boot of the Democratic Party in Connecticut, too. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's knee-jerk. Another fun fact, just to give you do a lot of door stuff. Do you know the background of Blood on the Streets in the town called New Haven?
Blood on the streets of New Haven. No, I don't think I do.
Yeah. So my father was a New Haven cop when he got out of the Korean War, 1954 to 71.
Wow.
They were working the arena. He was working an overtime shift in the arena. I have Jim Morrison's mugshot in my house, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He was working overtime at the arena. The Doors were playing.
Uh-huh.
And Jim Morrison, before the show, was found backstage in a dressing room shower with a young girl.
Uh-huh.
And the cop didn't recognize him and said, hey, you got to get out of here. And he mouthed off to the police officer pepper sprayed him.
Uh-huh.
And they warned Jim Morrison before he went on the stage, you know, don't say anything, no profanity and stuff. And he must have started doing whatever he did. And the lieutenant at the time was a big guy named Kelly, had all the officers go up there and they put the lights on and they arrested Jim Kelly on the stage.
Jim Morrison. Yeah, I remember this episode. Okay, go ahead.
He resisted arrest a little bit, and he, as my father would tell the story, he bounced off a few door jams on the way to the paddy wagon,
uh-huh.
And that's where it got blood on the streets in a town called New Haven.
No kidding, is that right?
Yes.
You got a family tie to that great song? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a great story.
My father was a police officer. I wanted to be a police officer. My kids want nothing to do with police work.
Wow.
I have four kids, and they want nothing to do with it.
Wow. Wow, that's an amazing story. That's great stuff. Now, is the mugshot you have of Jim Morrison a New Haven mugshot?
It's a New Haven Police Department mugshot. I ran into one of the historians in the New Haven Police Department. He knew my father. And he goes, oh, your father was part of it here. And he gave me a copy of the mugshot.
That is so great. What a great story. That is amazing. Yeah. And your father, Korean War vet, and then a police officer, you, a Coast Guard vet, and watching the, you
police
know. And then a police officer, and four kids want nothing to do with being in the police. And it's all because of the Democrat Party, which is not on the side of civilization anymore.
My father was a Democrat, too. He wouldn't want nothing to do with the Democrats. Now, although he did say he did vote for Reagan twice.
Is that right? Well, that's good. He got better then. Yeah. And that came to his senses. And that's, look, it was a time my mother, my beloved departed mother, a wonderful patriotic American, was a Democrat, too. And she would not recognize the Democrat Party today. You know, if John F. Kennedy were alive today, they'd shoot him again because, you know, he wouldn't be allowed in the Democrat Party. He's to the right of Mitt Romney, John F. Kennedy was. And now the Democrat Party is just lost.
Yep. We had the book Camelot on our coffee table. I just remember the Camelot.
Sure.
Book.
Yeah, the heroic Kennedy family. Yeah. Yeah, I've got an RFK Jr. story to update today, as a matter of fact. He's an interesting case all by himself. Patrick, what a great phone call.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, Chris. I enjoy you so much. Love the Newsmax show. We miss Jen. I don't know when she's coming back.
Yeah, we miss her, too. We honestly do. Thank you for that.
Mercedes is great. Love her, too.
Yeah, you are great, man. I'm saluting you. I am saluting you.
Yeah.
A snappy, sharp salute for you. Thank you, Patrick. God bless. I hope to meet you someday. What a great call. That was great. See, that's America's full of normal people. But the Democrats and the news media and the TV box and all that, they are here to destroy the world. The left is here to destroy the world. And the left has taken over the Democrat Party in the United States. And, we're going to make it better by taking in the gang of 250,000 Haitian gang members in Florida. That's not enough. They're going to dial that up. Absolutely crazy. Just nuts. And since we got back there, thanks to Patrick, and what a great American story. Father, Korean War, police officer in New Haven. Patrick, Coast Guard, Haitians, police officer. Great stuff. Wife from the Philippines. Great American. I got to tell you. Well, let's go to sound bite number 6, because Congressman Chip Roy was talking about Haiti and how the Democrat Party is going to inflict more damage, get more Americans murdered, get more Americans killed. And they're fine with that because they are definitely not on our side. They're enemies of civilization itself. Congressman Chip Roy talking about Biden and the Democrats.
Radical progressive Democrats, led by Biden, led by Alejandro Mayorkas, are releasing large numbers of people into the United States purposely, right? In total violation of the law, right? They're using parole, they're using asylum to mass release. I think the number now is somewhere around 4.5 million people. And now you're seeing this 133,000 from Haiti, where you've got now roving gangs running around the island engaging in cannibalistic
activity. But these are all...
Why would you cut him off? He's just getting to the cannibalism part right there, because cannibalism is the new thing. The Democrat Party is importing cannibalism to America. Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, John Wayne Gacy, who murdered 33 young boys, raping them to death. He was a big, active Democrat. He was active in Democrat Party politics in Chicago, Illinois. Congressman Chip Roy.
Democrats will go to the floor like Jim McGovern, and he'll go down there and he'll say, Republicans own this now. Why? Because they put their fake bill over in the Senate. The fact is, this president, these radical progressive Democrats, they want to remake this country. We have 50 million foreign-born. They want to dump a whole lot of folks in this country. You know, you want to know what Venezuela's crime is going down? Because the criminals are now here.
Yeah, it's exactly right, and I've been talking about this. Venezuela, their homicide rate at a 22-year low. Washington, D.C., our homicide rate at a 26-year high. Coincidence? Then Todd Benzman talking about what the Biden administration is ordering it's just the open border gang.
A source in U.S. Customs and Border Protection, very well placed, who is telling me that the orders are to have the Coast Guard follow the boats to Florida and let them land.
Sounds like a plan, a Democrat Party plan. Wow. Is the Democrat Party waging war against the United States of America? It's maybe a bureaucratic war. But everything that the Democrats are doing, detrimental to the United States of America, causing murders like Lake and Riley, deaths like this 12-year-old boy whose parents pulled the plug on his life support last week after an illegal crashed into them going 70 in a 40 zone in the wrong lane, doesn't know how to drive, didn't have a driver's license. But, you know, the Democrats like to pretend that nobody has a driver's license because they're such racists. Crazy man, crazy. All right, the Democrats at the Oscars the other night praising the murder of Jews with the ornaments they were wearing on their clothing. I've got that coming up. Here it is. I just looked it up to Patrick's story. I found an article that reads just like the story that Patrick told about everything. Being caught backstage with the girl and attacking the police once he was up on stage. Whole thing, great stuff. The mugshot. Blood in the streets of Chicago. Blood in the streets, town of New Haven. Good stuff, good stuff. Yes, sir. Wasn't he 27 years old when he died, Jim Morrison? Made a lot of noise before hitting 27. Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, sir. We've got time for a quick call. And then the Democrats are genocidal anti-Semites. They love jihad and hate civilization. And now Chuck Schumer, the Lizard King, is in on it too, betraying his own people. Twice, America and Jewish people. Let's go to Nick, calling from Percival, Virginia. Nick, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, good morning. At the State of the Union address, Joe Biden made this distinction between illegal and legal Americans. I think you should maybe make a T-shirt that says legal American on the front and maybe ICE approved on the back.
I like it. Legal American T-shirts.
Yes.
And the left would consider. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, I've had your Resist We Much T-shirt for a few years now, and I want to tell you, it's the most comfortable shirt. And it is a cotton. It is so soft.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even wear it out. I wore it out once, and I couldn't get through the supermarket with all the comments.
Is that right? No kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's our Al Charlatan, one of our Charlatan shirts. Yeah, Resist We Much. We must, yeah. And we must, because the Reverend Al, well, that's really funny. You're right. They are great, soft cotton shirts, all of them are, and nothing at our store is made in China. Nothing.
It's Corinthian cotton, right?
It's fine Corinthian cotton. It really is very nice. That's very nice of you to say, too. Yeah, at the Chris Plant store, we have a lot of fun T-shirts, and I like your idea, legal American with an American flag. We have American flags in the front of a lot of our shirts as well. With things like, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all, and all kinds of good stuff.
But Resist We Much.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.